The Furt Show.
We are live from the Nokia Theater. We had a busy day yesterday, man. Busy. Let us try to sort of set the site for you guys in this media room. Because it's a little different than probably anything that you've ever seen on TV. When you walk into the Nokia Theater, you have to go downstairs. And once you get off the elevator, there's a big old sign that says American Idol Media Here. And that's sort of, you go into the door there, and that's really where the fun begins.
Yeah, and then there's tables with broadcast equipment set up for radio stations from all around the country. All of the major cities in the United States are here and represented because it's such a major thing. I mean, the finale of American Idol is like national news, you know, so everybody is here. And so you've got people at all the different tables. And of course, we have to have the biggest setup.
Right. We've got we've got Boardwalk, Park Place, Baltic, Mediterranean, yes, and Get Out of Jail.
We've got the whole corner. And hotels
are on it.
Yes.
And we do. And everybody else has like a one or two person setup, but we really do. We've got the Mac Daddy setup.
We do have the monopoly.
Well, you kind of hear it's quiet now because a lot of the shows, too, are not all morning shows. And like you said, one person comes in or a couple people come in. So as the day progresses, you hear, as the show progresses, you probably heard it yesterday, it gets louder and louder as more people kind of fumble into the media facility.
And it seemed like yesterday, anyway, maybe they did this last year. I wasn't here, but they paraded all of the current American Idol finalists in at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So they kind of teased us, and then they sent them into another room, and then they sort of just let them on out into this big media room, and they're all accompanied by different publicists, and then it's just sort of they come up to you and they start jockeying. It's almost like Wall Street.
Yeah, and then if there's an empty seat at a broadcast booth, they go, they sit down, you know, their publicists have them sit down, and they just kind of do the puzzle pieces on who's not been to who, and, you know, we just make sure that we get our chance to talk with all of the idolists.
I thought it was funny that they didn't even know what they were doing.
Yeah.
Like, they woke up in the morning, got dressed. They were all picked up by shuttle, and when they were all shuttled, and it was like on the way to the theater, they were told, hey, you guys are doing interviews all day.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, really? That's what we're doing today? Okay, great. Mm-hmm. I just think it's funny because it's such a machine. And these guys, once they sign up, once they're contestants, they're a part of that machine. They wake up, get dressed, and they just go and do as they're told.
Yeah. But,
you know?
And their personalities to us were exactly like they were on TV. I mean, you get a great cross-section of everything, and you'll hear this over the next 2 days. You got Big Mike, who's as genuine
and as sweet,
you know, on the radio as you saw on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Siobhan, that we'll prove to you here in just a couple of minutes, is just quirky.
Or crazy.
Or crazy.
She's just weird.
She frightens me.
She is.
She just frightens me a little bit.
She's very unique.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she went on this Hanson tangent yet again. Is that the part?
Yeah, she started, we had a phone interview with her the week she got booted off, and we asked her about Hanson. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Somebody knew something about Hanson.
Jen did.
Because I knew that her two favorite bands were Hole and Hanson.
Weird.
And she was wearing a Hole necklace yesterday. Did you see that?
I did not.
No. She was wearing a Hole on her necklace and then talked very passionately again about Hanson.
So she went, I mean, off on Hanson that time, like very passionate about them. And then Miley Cyrus joined our show and she went off on aliens.
Yeah, it was that weird.
And that got weird. And we thought the weird was done then. But when Siobhan came by yesterday started talking about Hanson again.
Yeah.
And you could see it in her eyes.
She immediately, like, it's very serious.
There's a look, like, and she posturized up a little bit.
Like, all the joking is over. We're talking about Hanson.
Yeah.
Bob.
Here's a little sample of Siobhan from American Idol from yesterday.
Did you put the request in with the producers to do a group Hanson song while you were on stage?
I mean, I'll request all my life until it happens. And we'll make it happen.
Have they called you yet? Because we
talked to you extensively about Hanson.
Yes. Yeah, there was the morning after I was voted off, and there was an interview that Taylor did about if I wanted to come to New York and get on stage with them, and him offering some really kind words of encouragement. And it's just so overwhelming. It's just so much. And there have been times when people are like, oh, why haven't you met them yet? You've never. I'm like, I have to be ready. You don't understand.
What's the preparation take to go into meeting and performing with Hanson?
I can't explain it. I don't know what would happen. I'd probably just cry like a big baby and cry. And they'd be like, what's wrong with this girl?
Hey, thanks for joining us and good luck on the finale.
Thank you.
Good luck with the career.
Thank you very much.
Get it. The Furt Show.